نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ثم بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته. My very dear students of Darul Uloom, Canada, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, has bestowed upon us innumerable favors, and from amongst these favors, one of the greatest favors is our being granted the tawfiq to become talibin ilm. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned so many ahadith in regard to the virtues of seeking ilm. من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع is one of them. One who leaves his home in quest for knowledge, in search for knowledge, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. So mashallah, all of you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the time you have left your homes. Whilst you are studying in your classes, whilst you are busy with your takrar and mutala, whilst you are eating, sleeping, playing during your free times, from the time you have left home until you return, each and every second is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem with we students, you, me, we are all students, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us students of the knowledge of Nubuwwah until we breathe our last, The problem with us is we fail to understand the worth and value of the knowledge of Nubuwwah. And because we fail to understand the worth and value of Nubuwwah, we fail to understand our own value. So many of us feel unlucky to be in a Darul Uloom. Many of us feel that we belong to the deprived sector of the Ummah. I am here in this madrasa, in this Darul Uloom, no future becoming a Hafiz of the Quran, an Alim. And many of my friends are attending colleges, universities, BA, MA, PhD. They have a future, I don't have a future. These thoughts enter our mind because we have not understood the worth and value of the knowledge of Nubuwwah. The knowledge of Nubuwwah is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person cannot become a Hafiz of the Quran, an Alim, a Mufti out of his own will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses people for the knowledge of Nubuwwah. So we should consider ourselves not the deprived sector of the Ummah, we should consider ourselves as the chosen individuals of the Ummah. So this is the first thing I would like to instill in your hearts and minds. That come out of this inferiority complex. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, He has not granted to anybody else. What He is about to grant you, He has not granted anybody else. You are chosen ones. That is, if you value this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you recognize the value of this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remain a victim of inferiority complex throughout your stay here, and after your graduation, you will achieve nothing, then you will definitely remain a deprived sector of the Ummah. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his very famous couplets, Radina qismat al-jabbari fina, لنا علم وللجهال مال فإن المال يفنى عن قريب وإن العلم باق لا يزال. The other people see future in wealth, in dollars, in pounds, in gold, in silver, wealth, material wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us for ilm. So Ali radiyallahu anhu says that we, the people of ilm, we the talibin of ilm, we are happy with the distribution of al-jabbar. We are happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lana ilmun walil juhali malu. Ali radiyallahu anhu says we are happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has granted some of us ilm and not wealth, whilst others He has given wealth but not ilm. So you have very wealthy people but no ilm or less ilm, and you have the ulama on the other side, knowledge but very less wealth. So Ali radiyallahu anhu says, I'm very happy with this distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has deprived me of wealth but not knowledge. Whereas the rich people, He has granted them a lot of wealth, but He has not given them ilm. Why does Ali radiyallahu anhu say this? He says, فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَى عَنْ قَرِيبٍ. وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ بَاقٍ لَا يَزَالُ. Because material wealth will either leave you or one day you will leave the material wealth. So many people become bankrupt. The wealth leaves them. And there are many who manage to keep that wealth in their possession until they breathe their last, but they leave wealth. So one has to separate from his material wealth. So ilm will, wealth will come to an end one day, sooner or later. But this wealth of ilm, فَإِنَّ الْإِلْمَ بَاقٍ, it will remain always, لَا يَزَالُ. It will remain with you in this world, it will remain with you wherever you go. A wealthy person cannot carry his wealth wherever he goes, he cannot carry his home. A knowledgeable person, when he leaves the UK and comes to Canada, his ilm goes with him. He doesn't leave his ilm behind. When he returns back to the UK, his ilm is with him. Wherever he goes in this world, ilm is with him. And when he departs from this world, in the grave, ilm is with him. On the day of Qiyamah, ilm is with him. At the time of reckoning, ilm is with him. On the Pul Sirat, ilm is with him. And eventually, when inshallah he will enter Jannah, ilm will go with him and that ilm will remain with him forever and ever. So we should be very happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded this opportunity to us to acquire this everlasting wealth, ilm. We should be very happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us parents who have chosen this path for us. We should be very happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us parents who are giving this sacrifice. They are paying our fees, they are bearing all our expenses, and they are bearing this separation, and they have handed us over to Darul Uloom. So this is the first thing we all need to do. We need to value the ni'mat, the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us by choosing us for this path of ilm. Do not feel inferior. One should not feel proud and become arrogant, but as far as this ni'mat is concerned, feel proud of yourself and become happy that, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen me. Look at your family background, your father's profession, your grandfather's profession. Was there ilm in your home? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted tawfiq to your parents, yourself, you have come here, and now you are studying the ilm of Nubuwa, and soon you will be studying the Quran, the glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, when he went to Darul Uloom Karachi and when he was requested by Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh to speak to the students. Darul Uloom Karachi, well known Darul Uloom, hundreds of students, great teachers, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh was also present. And he was asked to give a brief lecture to the students. So Shaykhul Hadith Rahimahullahu Ta'ala did not give lengthy lectures. His spirituality was so high that only his company was sufficient for change to come in a person. He would speak very little. So on that occasion, Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayh, when he spoke to the students and the teachers, he only said one sentence. He said, Mere pyaro apni qadar pehchano. He said, oh my beloved ones, recognize your value. So my beloved students of Darul Uloom Canada, recognize your value. Come out of this inferiority complex. Feel happy. Feel happy to be here. Feel happy to be here, feel happy to be a student. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, he was in his 70s, probably 80s. And somebody saw him going from one place to another with a few papers in his hands and inkpot and pen. So at the age of 70, he was still a talibul ilm. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala. At the age of 70, maybe in his 70s, in his 80s, so this person asked him, Ila mata ibn Hanbal? Oh ibn Hanbal, until when? Until when are you going to remain a talibul ilm? So, remaining a talibul ilm was so beloved to our pious predecessors, the likes of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, that he said, Ma'al mihbarati ilal maqbarati. I will carry on spending my life with this inkpot, with this pen, with these papers until I reach the graveyard. It was the desire to remain a talibul ilm throughout their lives. So this is point number one. Do not become the victims of inferiority complex. Feel proud. Feel proud, because if you remain the victims of inferiority complex, you will be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mat that He has granted to you. Be happy. Be happy that you will be taking the ilm from your teachers and you will become a link into this great chain that runs from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it will continue to run until the last day. You will become a link. So you will take something from your teachers and you will pass on to your students, inshallah. So each one of you should have this zeal that inshallah, for as long as I remain here, I will acquire as much as possible. I will acquire as much as possible. Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, says that a student needs to have three qualities. La budda an yakuna at-talibu mushtahiyan. He said, it is necessary that a student is greedy. So a student needs to be greedy. I want to acquire as much as possible. Much as possible. Before I leave this madrasa, after 6 years, 7 years, 8, I want to acquire as much as possible. Before I leave the madrasa, before I leave this world, I want to acquire as much as possible from my teachers, from the ulama, from the books that the ulama have left behind. Or may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the shadows of our asatiza, our teachers. Before they leave, I want to acquire as much as I can from the ocean of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to them. It is possible that they depart before we do. So before we leave this madrasa, and after leaving the madrasa, before we leave this world, I want to acquire as much as possible from those before me. And I want to pass on as much as possible to those after me. And yakuna at-talib mushtahiyan. He should have the desire, the urge, the zeal to acquire as much as possible. Zakiyan. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala says, the second quality of a student is that he should be clever. Now, being clever, some students may feel that it is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I happen to be one of those who unfortunately is not clever. Look, cleverness is of two types. One is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, a person can strive to become clever. A person can be born a wealthy person, his father is very wealthy, so he is born a wealthy person. And you can have another person who is poor, but he earns wealth and he becomes rich. So similarly, a person can be born a clever person. And secondly, a person can strive to become clever. How? By exerting every effort to understand everything that he is studying. By remaining alert in the class. By listening very careful to what the teacher is saying. What he does not understand, he makes note. And he tries to understand from his fellow students. Before going to the class, he makes preparations. If he continues striving, a time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him clever. So So Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi said that it is necessary for a student that he is mushtahi, he is greedy. He has the zeal and the want all the time that I want ilm, I want ilm, I want ilm. Ilm is my lost property and I want it. Ilm, ilm, all the time, ilm, 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 ilm. Even in his free time, ilm. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that who is a talibul ilm? Who is a talibul ilm? The one who is given admission in Darulum Canada, who is given admission in Darulum Deoban? He says no, talibul ilm is that person who is constantly thinking about something. Always a question lingers in his mind. Is this halal? Is this haram? Is this marfu? Is this mansub? Why is this maksur? Why is this maftu? Why is this like this? All the time there is a question lingering in his mind. And he is always thinking about the answer to that question. Talibul ilm. Because talib is isme fa'il, and isme fa'il has the meaning of istimrar, continuity. Talib, he is always in talab, in search for knowledge. So one has to be mushtahi, and secondly, if he becomes mushtahi, if he becomes greedy, he will automatically become zaki. If you are greedy, you will automatically become zaki, because you will be always in search of knowledge. You want to understand, understand, understand. You will become zaki, you will become clever. And if you are mushtahi and greedy, you will automatically become the third thing, muktafi again. Then he needs to confine himself only to knowledge. So he quickly goes in the dining hall, eats and again with his books. He quickly goes to sleep after Isha and tries to wake up early with his books. During weekends he may go outside to play for 1 hour, 2 hours and again with his books. Even when he is going home in the train, in his car, he is studying. I remember my late Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Ludhianvi, rahimahullah ta'ala. His habit when sleeping was that when he used to go to sleep and put his head on the pillow to rest, he would always have a book in front of him like this. And one had to literally take away the book from his hand. It was very seldom that he used to go to sleep without a book in his hand. One had to literally take the book away from his hand. Then he would fall to sleep. Nowadays, we don't find the enjoyment in reading books. So we need to be mushtahi. We need to have the want, the zeal, the desire for ilm. If we have that, we will become zaki, clever, and we will also become muktafiyan. If there is interest in knowledge, if knowledge becomes tasty, why would somebody look here and there? So this is the first thing we need to do, my dear students. Come out of this inferiority complex, feel happy that you are a talibul ilm. Feel happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you for this path. When I was in my mid-teens, when I was 16, 17, 18 year old, and when my father decided to send me to Darul Ulum Bari, I had both options open for me. I was a bright student in madrasa and a bright student in school. I used to come first in my madrasa classes and first in my school classes also. My father chose this path for me. And whatever little I was able to acquire from my respected asatida in Darul Ulum and thereafter, never, my dear students, in the past 30 years, 40 years, did I feel even for a second that I wish my father had chosen the other path for me. Never. I have visited so many countries. I have met so many people from various walks of life. Very wealthy people, very educated people, professionals, doctors, politicians. I have never felt, even for a single moment, not even waswasa, that my father was unfair to me. Why did he send me to the Harloom instead of... No, never. I am always grateful to my father, always grateful to my mother, and daily, before going to sleep, I make this intention that, oh Allah, they have favored me so much that I am unable to repay them for this favor of ilm that they have granted me. The only thing I can do is that whatever nafal amal I have performed during the last 24 hours, pass those amal to my parents. This is how happy I am. And this is how grateful I am to my parents. So that is number one, feel happy. And thereafter, there are certain obstacles that prevent a person from acquiring ilm. Obstacle number one, sins. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every type of disobedience. Stay away from them. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said to Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, ittaqillah wajtanibil ma'asi yakunu laka sha'num minash-sha'n. He said, oh, Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, ittaqillah, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by fearing the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstain from disobedience to Him. What will happen to you? يَكُونُ لَكَ شَأْنٌ مِّنَ الشَّأْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you a great status. A very big obstacle. So now that we have understood the value of ilm, we have recognized the value of ilm, we have recognized our value, and we have made a resolution to spend each and every moment in acquiring this great wealth, there are certain obstacles that we need to understand, we need to be aware of, so that we can remove those obstacles. One is ma'asiyat. So abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lying, cheating, backbiting, non-performance of salat, maybe not here but when you go home. Abstain from every disobedience to control your gaze, look after your gaze. Abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِئِنْ سُوءَ حِفْزِ فَأَوْسَانِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاسِ فَإِنَّ الْإِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَهِ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُعْتَى لِعَاسِ. I complained to my teacher, Imam Waqi rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says, that I cannot memorize my lessons. So he said, he asked me to abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because ilm is noor, and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents a person from acquiring this noor. Noor that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ma'asiyat. And breaking the rules of the madrasa is also ma'asiyat. Many students tend to think that, oh, the rule of the madrasa is go to sleep at 11 o'clock. So if I don't go to sleep at 11 o'clock, and if I cheat my supervisor, if I teach the management of the madrasa, if I cheat my teachers, instead of 11, go to sleep at half 11. Go to sleep at 12 o'clock. It's not fard, it's not wajib. No, this is also ma'asiyat. Why? Because when we take admission in a madrasa, we make an agreement with the madrasa. That the madrasa says, we are giving you admission into the madrasa, we will teach you, we will feed you, we will do this for you, we will do this for you. And we make an agreement that I will do this, 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 and one agreement is I will follow the rules and regulation of the madrasa. So whenever we do not follow the rules and the regulations of the madrasa, we are breaking this agreement that we have made with the madrasa, mu'ahada. It is for this reason Qari Siddiq Bandwi rahimahullah ta'ala said that just as a person is deprived of the noor of ilm by being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similarly, that student will also be deprived of the noor of ilm who breaks the rules of the madrasa. Because it also comes in the agreement. Number two, another obstacle, la yani. This is where we become very weak. Even the pious students become very weak. La yani. What is la yani? La yani is something that neither benefits in this world nor the hereafter. But it is permissible. So listening to football commentary is permissible. But it is la yani. It neither gives you any benefit in this world nor the hereafter. But because it is permissible, we say, well, it's permissible, it's not haram. 4 or 5 of us sitting together, just chatting away, talking about Syria, talking about Pakistan, talking about this, talking about that. No slander, no accusation, no backbiting. It's permissible. But it's not ill, it's not anything that is benefiting us. It's layani. Layani. Playing games on the mobile. Layani. Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that I have studied layani very carefully, and he says that one end of layani is permissible, the other end of layani is impermissible. So he says that the person who engages in layani will after 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour end up in masiyat. Layani will always take you to masiyat. So layani, keep away from layani. Layani is a very, very big obstacle in your quest for knowledge. It wastes so much time. So keep away from all layani. Always ask yourself this question. Is what I am about to do beneficial for me in this world and the hereafter? If it is, okay, fine. If it is not, keep away from me. And if it is beneficial for your worldly life, ask yourself, is there anything else that I can do during this time which will benefit me in the hereafter? If the answer is yes, then engage in that other activity. Don't waste your time. Time is life, and any time you waste, you are wasting your life. Ho rahi hai umr misde barf dam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Your life is decreasing like the melting ice. Quietly, quietly, slowly, slowly, breath by breath. So value each and every moment of your life here, when you are at home, after you graduate. So layani, another obstacle. And to safeguard yourself from layani, safeguard yourself from ikhtilat, unnecessary mixing amongst yourselves. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yahya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the respected father of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, used to say that the student who has the habit of mixing and making friendship, however clever that student may be, he will fail in his mission. And a student who does not have the habit of mixing, who does not have the habit of making friendship, even if he is not very clever, a time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him status. So our friendship should be with our teachers, our friendship should be with our madrasa, our friendship should be with our books. Acquire as much ilm as possible. So abstain from layani. So one obstacle is ma'asiyat. Second obstacle is layani. Third obstacle, laziness. A lazy student cannot acquire anything. Lazy student, tomorrow, evening, weekend, after the first term, after the break, I will do this later, I will do that. Lazy. Despite being clever, despite being mushtahi also. He wants to acquire it, he has the zeal, but he's lazy. Always do tomorrow's work today. Not today's work tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Yesterday is gone. And only Allah knows whether we will see tomorrow or not. So utilize from today that you have in your hands. Yesterday is gone, so yesterday is not in your hands. Tomorrow, it may come, it may not come, it is not in your hands. Today is in your hands. Do whatever you are able to today. A person cannot become a great alim only by dreaming and wishing that I will become like this and I want to become like this. No. لَوْ كَانَ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ يُدْرَكُ بِالْمُنَى مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى الْبَرِيَّةِ جَاهِلُ فَجْهَدْ وَلَا تَكْسَلْ وَلَا تَكُ غَافِلًا فَنَدَامَةُ الْعُقْبَى لِمَنْ يَتَكَاسَلُ. If a person was able to become a great alim by only wishing and dreaming, then not a single person would remain a jahil on the surface of this earth. Because everybody desires to become an alim. You cannot become an alim, you cannot become a person of ilm through dreaming only, through wishing only. Now what do you have to do? Fajhad, work hard. Wala taksal, do not remain lazy. وَلَا تَكُوْ غَافِلَ Do not become negligent. Why? Because regret will remain with that person who is lazy today. He will regret in this world, he will regret in the hereafter. So third obstacle, laziness. Laziness. And Imam Muhammad Rahmatullah says that it is necessary for a student to be mushtahi, so remove laziness. Dhaki, put all your mind into the books. Muktafiyan, stay away from masiyat, layani, ikhtilat, and confine yourself to the knowledge of Nubuwwah. And fourth and finally, another very great obstacle, disrespect. A person is not the victim of inferiority complex. He abstains from all maasi, alhamdulillah. No layani in his life. Very, very hard working. But not respectful to his teachers, not respectful to his books, not respectful to his elders, not respectful towards the madrasa, towards the class, towards anything associated to ilm. Again, he will be deprived of ilm. The ulama have said, "Man la adab lahu la ilm lahu." One who does not have adab, he will not acquire ilm. Ba adab ba nasib, bi adab bi nasib. The one who has adab will be granted ilm. And be adab, be nasib, the one who does not have adab will be deprived of ilm. So another great obstacle is be adabi, disrespect. So I urge all my dear friends and students and myself also, because I am also a student, that work hard. Value every moment of your stay here. Hazrat Dr. Sahib Muddazilluhumul Ali, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen his shadow upon us, upon the ummah, with good health, with afiyat, with more fuyuz for a very long time to come. Gems such as Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum are not born every day and are not found in every locality. We will only recognize his worth when he is not around us. Before, he used to come every day. Lately he is only coming for the Friday prayer. So if you want to see him Friday evening, you cannot see him. Saturday you cannot see him. Sunday you cannot see him. Monday, before you used to see him every day. But you did not value him as much as you should have. Now you only see him once a week. May Allah keep him with afiyat. It is possible that you may see him only once a month. And it is possible that you may never see him again. So whilst our akabir, our mashayikh are alive, try to acquire benefit from them as much as possible. And one way of acquiring benefit is to sit in their company, listen to their discourses. And the second and the best way of acquiring benefit from our akabir is to live a life according to their wishes and according to their desires. Because when the news reach them, that oh, this student is behaving like this and this student is behaving like this, then the tawajjuh and the dua of these mashayikh is acquired. So one is that we sit in the company of the mashayikh, and second is we behave according to their wishes and we enter their hearts, and they are always thinking about us and making dua for us. So value Hazrat's presence, also value the presence of all your other asatidha, other teachers, Shaykhul Hadith Sahib, Muddazilluhumul Ali, Munana Mansur Sahib, Munana Ibrahim Sahib, Mufti Hussain Sahib, and the other teachers here whose names I am not familiar with, and try to benefit as much as you can. And make this intention that I want to acquire ilm as much as possible. And after graduation also, I will continue to acquire ilm. Number two, I will practice that ilm. And number three, I will make every effort to make that ilm reach the four corners of the world. And after graduation also, keep connected to this alma mater of yours. Keep connected to your asatidha, to your teachers. And with their mashwara, engage in serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are all students. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves students. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special attention is towards students. I ask all of you to make dua for me and my works also, and especially for Husni Khatima. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.